You are listening to the Business First Creatives podcast. I'm your host, Coley James. In each episode, you will hear real life stories, behind the scene takes, and practical insights for how to streamline and grow a creative business that brings you joy and a paycheck. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Business First Creatives podcast. Today's solo episode might get a little spicy, guys. In the last 2 weeks, I have been told by multiple people that they have been using Dubsado for years and didn't need my full online course. Now, I just want to start out and say, if you are listening to this podcast and you told me this, you are not the only one. This podcast is not an attack on you. But I realized that I now needed to record something, write something, so that when I get hit with this objection, I have somewhere to send people. Okay, so please don't take this as a personal attack. I have needed to address this for a very long time. In case you don't know, I have an online course for photographers to implement Dubsado into their businesses. It is a course that allows you to start if you are a brand new Dubsado user. It goes through the basic settings so that everything is done right from the beginning. So it's not much of a surprise that if someone has had Dubsado for a number of years, that they may feel like a lot of the course does not apply to them. It's not that I don't think that those feelings are valid. So where I want to go with this today is I want to tell you guys about a buying decision where I feel like I already know or have implemented most of the stuff in there, and I'm questioning whether or not the investment is still worth it. Like, will I get enough out of the purchase to make the cost worth it? So I want to talk to you guys about Done in a Day. I know you guys have heard me rant and rave about Jordan Gill of System Saved Me. I enrolled in the Done in a Day coaching program in September of 2021. And just a little footnote, guys, this coaching program no longer exists. If you listen to this episode and you're really interested in hearing more and you go to the System Saved Me website, Done in a Day is now a self-paced program. So there is no more coaching. When I purchased it in September of 21, and then by the time I left the program in April of 2022, we had weekly opportunities. We had materials that you submitted for critique. I mean, it was amazing. But I had a lot of hesitation before I joined Jordan's program because the entire premise of her program is how to create and sell a VIP day in your offer suite. And I already had one. I already had a Dubsado VIP day that was selling really well, between $2,100 and $2,500 for each one. So I looked at her marketing, I looked at the website, and I legitimately thought, like, I really want to work with Jordan, but like, this isn't for me. This program is talking about people who are new to VIP days, and I am definitely not a new person to VIP day. But what I did was I did my research. I talked with Jordan. I contacted a couple people that I knew were already in the program that I knew had sold VIP days before they entered the program. And one of those people happened to be Sarah Vartanian. And so, you know, sent her a DM. I mean, now we're good friends. She's been on this podcast. But at the time, this was actually one of my first interactions with Sarah. I dropped into her Facebook DMs and I was like, hey, Sarah, so I'm thinking of buying Done in a Day. But my problem is I already have a VIP day. It is selling well. I'm trying to figure out if the way that Jordan does referral programs, you know, setting up referral partners for your VIP days inside of the program is going to be worth the price tag for me. And we went back and forth. And ultimately, Sarah had nothing but amazing things to say about Jordan and her program. And so I ultimately joined. And I will say, I 100% think that I got a really good return on investment. I mean, I have continued to invest in things with Jordan. I am now part of her strategy, Saved Me for Q2. I mean, I love the fact that I joined and got to work with Jordan in those 6 months. but I questioned whether or not the $5,000 that I paid for that program was going to be worth it, because there just wasn't a big enough, how can I say this? Like, there wasn't, I didn't see that the growth that I was going to get from her program was going to be the same as the other people who were joining the program who had never had a VIP day before. Okay, so now that I've taken that tangent and I have walked you through my own buying decision in that same aspect, I want to bring it back to my CRM blueprint course, because I know that I talk about it like it's for beginners, but just because you have been using Dubsado in your business, either for 6 months or 6 years, does not mean that you are fully utilizing everything in the program that you can. It also doesn't mean that you're going into it with like my insights and my strategy on how I think that Dubsado is best used within your photography business. I always tell everyone, if you are unsure about whether or not there are enough things in my course that are going to make it worth the price tag, reach out, schedule a call. If you want me to take 5 minutes and look at your Dubsado account, I'm happy to do that. Because guys, it usually takes me like 5 minutes to look at what you're currently doing or ask you 3 to 4 questions. And based on your answer, I will be able to tell you whether or not there's enough value in my course. I was chatting with my virtual assistant, Sarah, who was on this podcast, episode 25. And I told her about today's topic. And she's like, oh yeah. She's like, I've been using Dubsado for 8 years. And when I was going through your course in order to set up all of the links for the videos, she's like, I learned so much and I've been using it for 8 years. I'm also going to link Maddie Pashong's 2 episodes in the show notes, because she is someone who flat out told me that she just wanted a proposal. Now, this is different than the course. This is actually someone who questioned like the value of hiring me for a VIP day, which is of course very different than my course, because VIP days are very curated to your needs and your customer journey. But even though it is a highly customized offer, Maddie was still questioning whether or not she was going to get enough value, because the only thing that she saw that she needed was a better looking proposal. And I mean, I don't want to like spoil the podcast episode, but basically Maddie said that there were so many holes within her customer journey that she just didn't know was there until we went through the strategy call that was a major part of her VIP day. All right, guys. So let's come back to you. If you are considering joining a group program or an online course or hiring someone for a service, and you feel like you may not get a great return on your investment, let's say that when you're listening to it, you feel like it's for beginners, but you feel like you are at an intermediate or even an advanced stage in your business, I just highly encourage you to drop into that business owner's DMs and tell them what your hesitation is. Most business owners are going to answer you honestly, because none of us want someone to buy our program or our service if we can't provide the value to you. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. See you next time. Thanks for listening to the Business First Creatives podcast. For more information on this podcast, including show notes and links to the video podcast, please visit coleyjames.com/podcast. Are you loving the podcast? Sharing is caring. Until next time.